Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Said to me,
are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go! Go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh God, new blazes. Out of radio business.
I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
For you, call the police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother...
I've been hoodwinked!
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane!
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black.
All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
How's on?
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Black, 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 black. Todd Sheets is bored by our intros. Would you turn the echo off? Thank you.
I was working on it, man.
Can't even talk straight. Todd Sheets, bored by our intros. Well, what's the problem? You know, I've had more compliments on these intros of the Brad Westmar Show.
I love the intros. That one's just a little long.
It did end up a little bit long. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. We are glad to have you along with us tonight. We got some great stuff, including some March Madness beginnings for us here on the Brad Westmar Show. Jared, happy to have you here again, my friend.
Happy to be here.
Always like to have you had, or that's what, however it is you usually.
Yeah,
say
glad to be had.
Something like that.
Yeah. Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Indeed. Magic, Matt. We are officially, I think, going to officially retire the Magic Matt different last names. I'm done with it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's getting kind of old.
I think it's run its course.
It's run its course, but I'm not ever getting rid of this.
Introducing Magic Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
Got your acid.
Matt.
Yeah.
There you go. That never gets old.
Taking off
that
your shirt.
Never run its course.
Showing your tattoos.
I just start the show without my shirt now.
That's a good idea. You didn't check it out on bradwestmar.com. I posted a couple of the pictures that Matt has let us see of his tattoos, and he's got a sexy body. I tell you.
Yeah. I do all right.
You do okay with the chicks, don't you?
One.
Yeah. Had a conversation with your wife last night, didn't you, a couple nights ago, about... Full Metal Jousting, you told me. You had a deep, deep, deep conversation with her about your desire to joust professionally. And what was her reaction?
I believe I told her that I'd like to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And her response was no.
That was it,
that
right?
Was it. Nope. That was it.
Yeah. No discussion.
Nice.
That was one of our quickest discussions. I didn't argue with her either. I just wanted to let her know that I had guts enough to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I really wasn't going to follow through with it anyway. Are you crazy?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. See, that's actually a shorter conversation than the conversation I had with my wife about LASIK surgery for the first 10 years, or the last 10 years, I should say, until very recently. And so, yeah, at least I argued. You didn't even argue. And you and I found a good replacement, though.
Yes.
Yes. The $27 t-shirt.
I know. Which one are you going to get?
Well, here's the thing, okay? Black team, red team, okay? Black has the gold writing and the gold logo. Red has the, I believe, white logo and the white writing. And although I like both, and I like both teams, I got to say, you know, you got to go black. Black, 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 black. I'm going black.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's cooler.
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about?
Full Metal Jousting.
Okay.
The t-shirts.
I wasn't aware. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're going to get Full Metal Jousting shirts.
Yeah. Not to expect that you should be watching Full Metal Jousting, but our whole modus operandi here is to try to get people to watch Full Metal Jousting by talking about things that they have no idea what we're talking about. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wasn't aware that t-shirts figured into that.
Yeah, they do. Because they all wear t-shirts. Like, in fact, you don't even see them in normal attire if on the show,
no.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. yeah, they wear Full Metal Jousting t-shirts through the entire show. So when they're at the house just chilling or getting drunk or getting into fights, because there's so much testosterone in that house.
So no chicks, huh?
No. That's the next thing, though, Matt. Female Full Metal Joust. FFMJ.
You know it's coming.
I think so. That'd be awesome.
Are they going to have breastplates with spots for the boobs?
Sure. Why not? Little bat nipples?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Why not? So, yeah, I'm going black. If I can, you know, I get buyer's remorse pretty easily. I mean, be honest, Jared, $27 for a t-shirt, it's a little steep.
That's concert shirt territory.
That is concert shirt territory. And I'm assuming, Matt, I didn't check it, but I'm assuming I'm going to pay some shipping on that too, probably.
Yeah, I didn't check either, but I'd imagine it's going to be at least another $5.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
And it'll probably shrink to like a little bikini size for me after I wear it one time.
That's, then I can have it.
That's exactly. That's the part that scares me about buy. That's the one thing. We both agree. We rarely buy hats online, and buying a t-shirt is much safer, but... Here's the caveat right there, but you really don't know what the quality is going to be when you get it, and I may be afraid to dry it ever, you know, or wash it for that matter.
Right.
I've got a Motorhead Bastards t-shirt that I don't think I've ever washed because I'm scared to shrink it.
Well, yeah. Black shirts are the worst, too, because they lose their color. So they're super saturated in ink, mm-hmm. and then after like 3 or 4 washings, they become that sort of palish, grayish, purpley color.
This is a good point, too. Now, but the red could fade, too. The red one is a nice, bright red, but I guarantee that could turn to pink very quickly, too.
Well, true, but I don't know. Yeah, it could. It could also pollute other clothing pretty badly.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, too. Pink underwear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Don't look good on me. Hey, we have to talk to Batman. You know, I feel bad last week because I forgot to play this last week, and you definitely deserve one of these.
Batman!
Lord.
How you doing back there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are the mice?
Mice are great.
Good. Haven't eaten any from mice soup or...
Of course not.
Mice kebab.
I'd rather eat human before I touch a mouse.
And I believe you would. Too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Have you ever actually taken a bite as a zombie in one of your movies? Have you only been behind the camera?
I've been a zombie, but I didn't bite anyone. I had the guy that was supposed to play the part of a zombie that got the hammer in the chest in Zombie Bloodbath.
Uh-huh.
They chickened out at the last minute, so I had to take the hammer to the chest, had the big claw marks in the flesh, and I was pretty beat up.
Now that's cool. But just for clarification's sake, I mean, you're being nice when you say chicken out. I mean, did they really chicken out? And if they did, what is there to chicken out about playing somebody that, you know?
They were like afraid that they were going to get injured greatly by the claw hammer.
Okay.
And I said, I'll take a hit.
Okay. All right.
And I was fine, but I was bruised.
People are strange.
Wow. Wow. You really hit people with a hammer?
Well, it had to look right.
Well,
I would chicken out on that, too.
I wouldn't. Matt wouldn't either, right, Matt?
I'd take one. Yeah, no,
it depends on who's swinging, man.
Guy was wearing some cardboard. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Oh, that's ballistic shielding there.
Perfect. Worked good for the first 3 swings. Then claw hammer met flesh.
I must stand corrected on one thing last week on the show that I granted, our good friend who never listens to the show.
My buddy. Wherever I go. My buddy. I'll teach him everything that I know. My buddy and me.
Like that song makes me cringe. I know.
My buddy from play school.
It's been a long time since we played the whole thing, so I thought I should do it real quick. But, I doubt he's even going to notice this for another 6 months or so when he finally catches up to the show. But hey, Brandon, when I'm 44 and you've heard this show, I want to apologize last week giving you credit for the Brad Westmarsh Show logo. It was not Brandon who created the Brad Westmarsh Show logo. And I've insulted Mr. Jerry Vermin Nibel because it was Jerry, a good friend of the old show, who created that particular logo. Now, here's how the story goes, and I know you guys can relate to this because we've all had our dealings with our good friend, my buddy. My buddy was supposed to make the Brad Westmarsh Show logo, but as you may know, things kind of started to take a while and take a while.
I find that thoroughly unbelievable.
And take a while.
This story lacks credibility.
And take a while. And finally, I said, hey, Jerry, you're an artist. You've done some stuff for me. could you help me out? And he came up with what is now what I love as the Brad Westmar Show logo. And then no sooner did Jerry finish that up, touch it up, give me copies of it. I probably gave it to Batman, the whole works. And then Brandon showed up with a little JPEG file in my thanks, Brandon. You're about 30 seconds too late. But so I wanted to stand corrected. I gave credit where credit is not due. It's Jerry Vermin Nibel who created the logo, not Brandon. But Brandon is the one who created the pretend T-shirt for Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. So
how's that? Right, how's that working out for you?
Good question. Not not so sure.
He's probably still back on the episodes trying to figure out who won.
He's probably
Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football.
He's probably still trying to figure out who my buddy is. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and I also wanted, this is a real quick side note, by the way. Jerry did email me today. I haven't talked to Jerry in a long time. He works for, I think it's okay to say this because it's going to become kind of obvious here pretty soon. He works for Oriental Trading Company.
Huh.
And his boss is going to be on Undercover Boss this particular Friday or Saturday or whenever Undercover Boss is on.
In the Orient.
Is on TV. No. In Omaha.
Really?
Omaha. Yeah. So kind of cool. Too bad I hate that show. But I'm going to watch it just because it's Jerry's boss. So kind of interesting.
You hate that show?
Yeah. Haven't I told you that before?
It's a dumb show.
No.
The reason I hate the show, I thought it was a great premise. In fact, I think we talked about it on last year on this show. I thought it was a great premise that really failed miserably because it's done on ABC. Am I right?
I think so. Yeah.
And it's very schmaltzy, too feel good, too fake, too set up. I think it's a great premise that they've done poorly. I think it would go a lot better if they would really just give me real reality TV and give me a boss who really is going undercover and who really is finding things that are really perplexing him and upsetting him. But it just seems so fake to me. Maybe it's gotten better this season. I don't know, but
it hasn't.
No, you've watched
it. It feels a little. I mean, my wife enjoys the show, and I don't. It just seems so scripted and obvious. And you know, part of what kind of gets me too is that even if you set up this allegedly fake premise where you can justify a camera crew following some random employee around, people are going to act differently.
Yeah,
they are.
That's true.
If there's a camera around, they're not around long enough for that to be overcome.
That's true.
They bounce from location to location and. You know, if they really want to do it right, they do everything with hidden cameras and not make it out to be...
Just like Ed TV. Wasn't it Ed TV and also the Truman Show?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe someday we can get that. That'd be awesome, you know. Now, Matt, I get the feeling from you that you like the show.
Oh,
a little
bit. Watched it a few times. It's okay.
Yeah.
The last one we watched was so ridiculously funny, though.
Was it?
It was the guy that was the CEO of... timeshare.
Okay.
And he was just so over the top. It was hilarious. Yeah. I would do it no justice to try to explain it, but he was just such a pompous jerk in the intro video and everything, and it was pretty funny. Yeah, unintentionally funny.
Maybe I'll catch that one in reruns. I'll have to keep that one in mind, but I guess the feeling that I get from it is they took what's the home improvement show? You know what I'm talking
Extreme
about.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah, Extreme Home Makeover. I mean, that's the same feeling I get from it, that it's
That was even worse.
That's even
too.
More. I don't want to see tears. I don't want to see tears in my reality TV unless it's from somebody getting beat up. Or somebody getting broken up with, or I mean, I want it to be real tears. I don't want it to be, we're going to give you this $1 million scholarship because we haven't given you enough opportunity. And what about my opportunity?
Well, you know what's funny is usually the rewards aren't even that great. It's
yeah,
like, we're going to give you like an $8 an hour job.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Instead of the $6 an hour job. Yeah.
Like, ooh.
That's true.
Way to go, CEO of Popeyes.
A couple more things real quick about TV. I didn't mean to talk about TV quite this much, but I had this on my plate, too. I got to mention this about Celebrity Apprentice very quickly. By the way, the show didn't really get much better this week, Jared.
It was terrible. It just... And could you imagine a worse or more rigged competition than, like, you've... It was so skewed to the women anyway. If they hadn't won,
yeah.
You would have just said it was complete. I mean, it was
just gave
wrong.
It to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got two models on that side anyway. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I had one of my better tweets during, I was doing a little bit of live tweeting during that. And I did say, what's the name of the Diane, the Miss Universe, whatever her name is, Diana, whatever her last name
Waste
is.
Of space.
Mendoza line or whatever.
Right.
She is so hot as balls though. And I tweeted, that I just made half a baby. just by listening to her talk or something like that.
Well, she's the younger hot one, right?
Yes.
And she, I mean, she's smarter than I would have expected.
Yeah.
But still, it's painful.
Did better than Cheryl Teagues. But I still have a problem with Lou Ferrigno. And it's funny because you read comments online about Lou Ferrigno, and there are some people that like think he's awesome on the show, and there's other people that think he's an absolute pansy, whiny ass. And I'm getting to the point where I think he's kind of a whiny ass. And I think that he's been handicapped all of his life. And I think it seems that he thinks he needs to fight for himself. And the more he fights, the more it sounds like I'm whining because I'm deaf. And that's what it's starting to sound like. And by the way, did we really need two deaf people on two back-to-back seasons of Celebrity Apprentice? Really?
Oh,
it's a little bit obvious.
It's feel good.
It's very feel good. It is. If Lou Ferrigno wins, I'm going to shoot myself in the eye. Yes, Todd?
Right behind you there, as you see the Lou Ferrigno autograph.
Yes.
You know, I'm a fan.
I do. I'm a fan, too.
But I'm with you. I'm starting to get irritated. Every time someone says a word, it's like, you hurt my feeling. I really am tired of people hurting my feeling.
Exactly.
What are you talking about, dude? Every time someone says something, my feelings are really hurt. I don't appreciate it.
I think the show would be, I came up with this, and I hope you guys agree. I think the show would be a lot better if Lou Ferrigno, it's great that you pointed out that you have this picture back here. If Lou Ferrigno would wear the Incredible Hulk wig,
yes,
and put the white contacts in like he had when he was the Hulk, just like this right here, okay? But don't put in the makeup. Just walk around in normal clothes with the wig and the... You know what? Forget it. Just dress up as the Incredible Hulk on Celebrity Apprentice and walk around like that all the time and grumble and growl.
And put him on the women's team.
See, Matt, that would make you watch. I know it would.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would love that because right now he's just a POS. I'm just sick of hearing him cry and whine. And apparently he's a little annoying on the task because the way everybody else is trying to push Lou out of the way, Lou, you're a little bit too much. Lou.
The guy's the size of a damn Sherman tank. Every time you turn around, you hit him. That's why.
I think emotionally he's a little bit too much, too. Can you imagine having that voice? I mean, God bless him, but can you imagine having that voice in your ear all the time trying to tell you what you should do?
I really need the paintbrush. I'm going to hit somebody with the paintbrush. Why are you going to give me the paintbrush? I'm offended.
Not good. Not good at all. And one more thing that was brought to my attention that I hadn't noticed. And on the show, have you guys noticed, you never see Debbie Gibson and Dee Snider at the same time. I'm pretty sure they're the same person. I'm pretty sure. I had a good friend of mine from high school tweet during the first episode that he thought Debbie Gibson, he goes, is it just me or is Debbie Gibson getting hotter with age? I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it at all. I really am not. I mean, the nose looks bigger. She was cute. I had a thing for her, full-fledged, you know, all the way. I loved her when I was 16 years old. But
my least favorite person on the show.
Really?
She annoys
me so
badly. She's
getting a little annoying on there herself.
It's an ego trip with her, man. Every time someone says anything, and she's got so much jealousy for that red-haired girl, man.
Yeah, she does.
Man, that's crazy.
Although I do kind of find that Aubrey O'Day a little bit annoying.
She's really irritating.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that until last week. Then I was like, you know what? It's a good thing they have her because she's the only one that has like original ideas on the show.
Well, I thought that's true. And I thought she was, I got to tell you about her real quick. I thought she was annoying too till I saw her during one of the tasks working on some things and she was wearing a tank top and no bra and they were kind of swinging around. And it was like,
oh,
okay.
Man.
That's okay. That's okay. You're a boob guy.
I am, but that doesn't justify having to deal with her mouth.
Yeah, probably. Well, never mind. Okay. You make a good point. That's
through
probably
a television.
Probably true. Yeah. I have a little something something. Now, real quick before we take the break, I'm going to tell people what we're going to do here. March Madness coming up. I don't know. I'm assuming that Matt fills out brackets despite, you know, you're not a huge college basketball fan, but you like the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm going to guess you're going to fill out your brackets and stuff like that. Am I right?
Yeah, I do it just for kicks. Yeah. I just get worse and worse at it, though, every year.
Which is amazing, being how good of a fantasy football player you are. But
I am, but I pay attention to that. I mean, I don't pay hardly any attention to college basketball, especially when the Hawkeyes aren't any good.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do, we did something like this on the old show.
Uh-huh.
We did pet peeves, though. We bracketed pet peeves. We're going to do our own brackets. We're going to start a few tonight. Maybe we'll do some more next week throughout the month of March. We're going to go ahead and do some best of or worst of March Madness brackets, and we'll tell you more about that here after the break. But before we go to the break, I had a little something here that I got from our good friends Josh and Scott at Josh has so many shows and I can't
Lost remember. In the Stack.
Thank you, Lost in the Stack. If you just had one show, it'd be easy to remember. It's like it's easy to remember my name, the show of my name, the name of my show. I should say no batting practice either.
Straight it out there.
Speaking of BP, I think you would you'd appreciate this more and would have more fun with this if you had had some BP, but I still think you're going to want to participate a little bit. First of all, let me ask you this. I know you know. Do you know what BBC is?
Aside from, like, what? The British Broadcasting Company, no.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to see here. Hello there. My name be Clarence T. Colin. You want some BBC?
What would you little maniacs you get, like to
get
do?
Get your black voice out. BBC. Got it all. Clearing your throat. You ready to break it down?
It's going to be tough, man.
You can do it.
I've been fighting that cold, you know.
You're not even trying. You're blowing the yet. Segment.
Sorry. Is that better? How is that?
Do you know?
Shit.
What'd you say? What did you say? Can you say that? Did he just say what I think he said?
He can say
Todd.
That.
Okay.
It doesn't have a T on the end.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't Todd.
And no, it wasn't, believe it or not. That's Todd's favorite word, but it wasn't him. You know what I think? I think you now know what BBC is. Big. Black. Yeah.
That why you were saying the word at the beginning of the show?
Can't say it. This music sucks. fine.
What is that?
You know, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where's this coming from? That's coming from you.
How is that coming from me? I haven't even got anything going on. That's weird.
Are you?
That was weird.
Wait a minute.
What?
What was that?
That was weird.
That wasn't.
I think we had a poltergeist activity in the studio.
That was strange. I was.
Matt, did you hear anything weird?
No, not a thing.
Weird. It was just us.
Are you?
Maybe someone drove by with a Citizens Band radio. I don't know. I'm.
Hello there. My name be Clarence T. Colin. No, seriously, I worked with a guy. Well, actually, he was my predecessor before I started working my current job.
Hello.
And believe it or not, he was a large black man with a huge afro.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And his name was Clarence T. Colin. Hello there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Colin, like spelled?
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, let's see what it is. Hello there. My name be Clarence T. Colin. Yeah. They call me Colinator. Because when I use my BBC. See? Now you know.
Right.
Hello there. Let's see. There's something wrong with this music or what that was. Because I turned the music off and it was still doing weird stuff. We've got it all. Welcome. Clarence, you know what the T stands for?
T-Bone?
Tyrone. Yeah.
Don't be stealing my name, Tyrone, now.
Clarence T. Colin. BBC. I love this music. Yeah.
Get down.
I got nothing, though.
Get down.
So when I had my afro...
Birds used to hang out in my afro.
People come to me and they say, you got the stuff. I say, yeah, I got the stuff, baby. That's something else Clarence always says, like, what's up, baby doll? He called every girl baby doll. Hey, what's up, baby doll?
Hey, you sure it wasn't CeeLo?
No. No.
Did he have a big hat? Did he a big open jacket? Gold chains?
Yeah. You want to buy a watch? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, hello there. Hey, baby. What was I going to say? I forgot. Let me think of you. Got some BBC, and got some watches, and got some Mary Jane.
Bend over.
Oh, hello. Porno music. You got a bend over. Ben, nice to meet you. My name's Clarence T. Colin. They call me the Colinator. Yeah, what's up, baby doll? Here we go. Call all the ladies, baby doll. We need a woman on the show. Wonder how a woman would take this. Hey, Matt, how are things sounding for you with this music behind you?
Sounds awesome.
You want to go to a rave?
I think it would beat this.
This is more 70s funk, I would say.
You know, that's the thing about Clarence Colin, was that he looked the part of What's the name of the? And I think that's what this music is for. Help me. The Quentin Tarantino movie that he did, the 3-hour thing that had the two or three different stories in it.
You talking about Pulp Fiction?
No.
Talking about Jackie Brown?
No. The one.
The Grindhouse thing.
Thank you, Grindhouse. That's what I was trying to think of. That's Clarence T. Cullen belongs in a Grindhouse movie. That's what he looks like. One of those guys. Hey, baby, Clarence T. Cullen here. I got the package.
I missed that because I didn't remember this music being in that movie.
Oh, I don't know that it was in the movie.
Okay.
But this kind of got that 70s vibe to it.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever you rent or buy a video, you need to be sure that the film you choose is suitable for the audience at home. To help you, there are certificates given to films which tell you broadly what the film is like. This film has been classified 18, which means it's for adults only. It's an offense for your shop to supply an 18 video to anyone under that age.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the BBC I know.
That's the BBC you know?
Yeah.
So you weren't thinking of the other one?
I was not.
Hello there. Okay, I guess tough.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't know. See, we do it all here. Hey, everybody, this is Brett Favre. Whoop. Hello there. This is Clarence T. If I could just do them all at the same time, but it's not possible. So, what did you say? You don't know what BBC is?
I know what the broadcasting company is, but I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you. Do me a favor. Okay, during the break, go to UrbanDictionary.com because I know you're over there clinking and clanking on the keyboard. Go to UrbanDictionary.com and just put in BBC. In fact, why don't you just go ahead and do it right now on the show, real quick? Okay. Okay, I think Jared's figured it out. Yeah. Hello there.
I'm going there now.
My name be Clarence T. Cullen. Yeah. We got the BBC. Yeah. Matt will never let his family listen to the show again.
Oh.
Now you know. Oh. Oh, poor Todd. I heard the bell. And then I heard the
exactly. I don't want to know.
Let's go ahead and take the break. Wow. When we come back, we wasted too much time there. When we come back, we will get into our March Madness brackets because I got some grammar mistakes I hope we have time to talk about too, but we might not. So let's take the break. Clarence T. Cullen, we'll see you later. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Chosen from among all others by the immortal elders Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission to right wrongs, to develop understanding, and to seek justice for all. In time of dire need, young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word. Which transforms him in a flash into the mightiest of mortal beings, Captain Marvel.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
Going to be awfully goddamn hard for me to continue the show when I'm told I'm not funny. It's going to be very, very hard to continue to. Now,
don't act all butthurt.
I was going to say, let me just go ahead and prove that I'm not as sensitive as some people are around here.
Oscar, so he's very, very sensitive.
We're going to go ahead and move forward with the show now. And I'm going to try my best to entertain you, Mr. Afkar, okay?
I'm holding you to a high standard.
Thank you.
You've been funny.
Thanks, liar. All right. Time for some brackets, my friends. Now, here's some of the ideas we have. Well, let's just start with one. Well, this one's a pretty easy one. We're going to go ahead and put eight. We're going to find the best John Hughes movie. We're going to go ahead and put the eight ones that we want to put in there. And Matt's going to go ahead and pencil in some brackets for us. And we were talking about this before the show, Jared and I, that it probably would have made more sense maybe to try to bracket them either. I don't know. I would like to just pull them out of a hat and let the brackets fall where the brackets fall, really.
Yeah, or you could have used Rotten Tomatoes for this one, you know, like based on what the critical rankings were.
Yeah, I mean, that's always true, too. But again, trying to limit the amount of time that we need to spend in prepping it. So we're going to fly this one. I got a list of the the John Hughes films here. Tell me if you guys disagree. First of all, obviously Ferris Bueller's Day Off needs to be in this, okay?
Of course.
As well as Pretty in Pink and Weird Science, I think.
Oh, yeah.
National Lampoon's Vacation, 16 Candles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Breakfast Club.
He did the Breakfast Club.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's how many? 3, 6, 7. We only have room for one more. I'm thinking, let me just throw a few ideas out there. Here's some ideas to throw out there for you guys. Mr. Mom.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
No.
Okay. I'd say no sequels.
Well, he didn't actually do the film. I guess he wrote the story. Yeah. She's Having a Baby. Uncle Buck. Or Christmas Vacation, or Home Alone, or Career Opportunities. Hello there, once again, Jennifer Connelly. And wasn't she in that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the rest of them, I think, are poo. So, I mean, is there one out of those that we could put in as the eighth one that we would all semi-agree on between Mr.
I
Mom?
I like all of those. What about better Curly than Sue? Half of the other ones.
Do you really? Well, yeah, but you're a little bit younger than we are.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Curly Sue, he did, and he directed that at least.
And I don't know Curly Sue.
It's a good movie.
I don't know that one either.
See, there's a problem.
You're on your own on that one.
Sorry, kid.
Come on, guys. Of course, I worked for Warner Brothers then, so I have to know it. I was the one at marketing it. I guess I didn't do a very good job.
European Vacation, Uncle Buck, Christmas Vacation are probably the three that I think we should choose from. Anybody have an opinion out of those three?
Home Alone's so different from the others.
And it sucks so bad.
Home Alone's got to be in there.
I mean, it was really... People loved it. I was not a fan, but...
All right, let's put Home Alone in there.
I hated that kid.
All right, he's going to lose, but that's okay. We'll put him in right
there. We need something.
Somebody's got to be an 8 seed.
Exactly. So did you seed those right away, just kind of... Or what did you do just now? Do you want me to read them for you again real quick?
Well, you got to tell me which ones you want to use for sure. Well, then I'll seed them.
Okay, Vacation...
Okay.
16 Candles.
Never saw it.
Yeah, it's okay. Breakfast. Boy, what's wrong with you? Breakfast.
Never saw it.
Breakfast Club. Wow. Weird Science.
Saw that one.
There you go. Pretty in Pink.
Never saw it.
Wow. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That one's awesome.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Good.
And Home Alone.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So are you seeding them right now as we speak, or did you just seed them?
I'm seeding them right now. Just take a second.
He's making half a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to know about his seeding right activities.
Hello there. my name is... Am I funny now? My name is Magic Matt, and I'm seeding the movies.
All right, I'm good.
I'm seeding John Holmes. Oh, wait, seeding John Hughes. I'm sorry. Not John. Don't. Am I funny now? Okay, here we go. All right, so what do we got? What's our first matchup?
First matchup is the 1 versus 8. The 1 is Ferris Bueller. The 8 is Home Alone.
Ferris Bueller!
Yeah, I got to agree.
Nothing beats Ferris Bueller. I think if we already have our winner, to be quite honest with you, but we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. So Home Alone's out. How about 2 versus 7? Breakfast Club is 2.
Okay.
16 Candles is 7.
Oh, that is a tough matchup.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Breakfast Club.
You know, it's funny. If my wife was here, she'd say 16 Candles. But 16 Candles is a little bit more of a chicky chick flick.
It is.
Or
a lot more. Depending
but Molly
on
Ringwald's in both of them.
She is.
You know? But I like Breakfast Club quite a bit, too, because it's just, it's a little bit more, you know,
it's
masculine.
Everything.
Yeah. So I think I agree. I mean, do you have an opinion, Matt?
No, I'll let you guys decide. I haven't seen either one.
All right, so Breakfast Club it is.
Oh, you've got the duct tape butt taping story, which is by far the highlight of the movie.
That's true. Yeah. That's a very good point. Yes. Long duck dong. Anyway.
Okay. All right, next matchup.
Yes.
Vacation, the 3 seed, versus Pretty in Pink, the 6 seed.
See, now we got a problem again. First of all, you've got one problem, and that is you got John Cryer, and that's a problem right there. Okay, and Pretty in Pink. Pretty in Pink, chick flick again.
I would probably pick it over the Vacation, though.
Would you really?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. I don't think we got a disagreement here.
Pretty well written.
Yeah, but I don't. Jared, come on. Give me an argument here for.
It's just, I mean, aside from the fact that I have testosterone.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but enough to say that Chevy Chase and that whole movie was just.
It had a tie points, I admit.
I just don't think that. I think we have a problem here. I think it's two against one.
Probably
Matt,
is.
Do you have an opinion, Matt, on those? Or have you
oh,
seen
yeah.
You
Vacation, do. Easy.
See, yeah, I'm sorry. You lose, Todd. Sorry. Sorry. And granted, people, you must keep in mind that it is men here that are doing this. So I'm sure that my wife would have both Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles still on the board at this point.
You know, mine would have picked Vacation. She absolutely
would
loves
she?
That movie. Yeah.
That's cool.
I liked it, too. I just, I don't know. There's something about Pretty in Pink. I thought the writing was a little stronger than, it wasn't as slapsticky.
Yeah, you know, to each their own.
Todd so probably worked with somebody.
He probably, was on here we
I'm
go.
I'm going to slap you in the eye, Matt. I'm going to come through the phone.
Here we go again with Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
What's our next matchup, Matt?
The 4-5 matchup. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Weird Science.
Oh, my God.
Now, I
That's
know.
That's toughie.
I know. Here's. I must admit, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I don't know if I've seen it from start to finish.
Oh.
I know. It's sad. It's sad. It's sad. I'm going to defer to you guys because I liked Weird Science, but I don't know that it's that great of a movie pound for pound, but I'll just throw that out there. So if you guys pick, the three of you.
I mean, it does have Wes, the buttless chaps guy from Mad Max 2 in it, but that notwithstanding.
I got to go with Planes, Trains,
I'm
going
to go with Planes, Trains. Although Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is kind of hard for me to watch because we've all lived, if you've traveled
right.
in business capacity, you've lived part of that.
Sure.
So it's so painfully realistic in the amount of, it evokes emotions that make me want to punch things because I've been there. Like the whole car reservation lady that wouldn't let him. I don't know if you saw that part.
No, I don't think I probably did.
She's from Kansas City.
I need to watch that.
Oh, yeah. She acts like it.
You probably know her too.
No, I don't know her.
Okay.
Shitty McClurg.
Yeah. She was in Ferris Bueller too. She was the secretary.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Ed. Was it? Yeah. George Peterson line too.
Yes.
Yeah. Matt, do you have an opinion? Although you were going to lose no matter if you pick anything but Planes, Trains. So,
well, that's the one. Yeah, that's an awesome movie.
Okay, so we have a winner there. Okay, great. So,
all right, on to the second round then, right?
Okay, yep, that's going to start getting tough here. Yeah.
1-4. So Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the 4 seed has to turn around and play Ferris Bueller.
Oh, see. Now, obviously.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I've got to give Ferris Bueller the nod because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And Rooney's an a-hole. And I've got to give my vote for Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But that's only because I haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles from start to finish.
See, I'm torn because for me, it boils down to which sappy ending is more annoying. Because that kind of takes a little bit. Because I like. It takes a little bit of the punch out of the comedy sales as far as I'm concerned. Because you have him, you have Ferris making up with his sister, the whole Cameron realizing his dad sucks. You have the random Charlie Sheen moment that didn't really serve much of a purpose.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it kind of broke down a bit at the end. But then you have doughy, annoying fat guy suddenly realizing he's a fat guy with a heart and Steve Martin taking him in. So I guess if I had to, it's hard. I mean, I relate more.
You got to pick.
I'm going to go with Planes, Trains because I relate more
Ooh,
to.
Fair. Fair, Matt. What do you think?
I go with Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I think another reason why I can think of, like I can relate more to Ferris Bueller. I mean, although I think I see what you're saying about relating to John Candy.
And, I don't relate to John Candy. I relate to Steve Martin.
No, whatever. I don't
jerk.
Know. I don't.
What are you saying? You want to buy some shower curtain?
I'm not funny, and you're fat. Okay, that's just the way.
Sure. I'm a lard ass.
Yes. So no, I meant that. You know, I think every guy has the fantasy of being Ferris Bueller one time, probably just because he was just kind of I don't give a crap and just kind of you know. So that's kind of where my love comes from. This could be hard because now there may be a tie, and I have a bad feeling. I'm turning to Todd Sheets to see what he's going to do. I just want you to know right now, Todd, I'm warning you right now, if we have a tie, we have a problem on this show, okay? So I'm going to turn the microphone over to you.
Planes,
now.
Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, my God.
Todd.
Oh, man.
I love Ferris Bueller, but I have to edge it out just a little. Once again, I'm going to the level of writing there. Both good, but the John Candy and the chemistry between John and Steve Martin is so...
Oh,
once, amazing.
And Steve Martin could say so much with a facial expression alone.
It's true.
That level of exasperation and pain that, I mean, they kind of set the tone for like those kind of odd couple travel movies.
And I'm a fan of The Lonely Guy. I think I'm the only guy I know that's a fan of The Lonely Guy by Steve Martin. So there you go.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to, I think
I got a tiebreaker.
Okay, go ahead.
How about Sloan is the tiebreaker Ferris's girlfriend?
What about what
shouldn't she just be the tiebreaker? Shouldn't they win just because of her?
Well, that's probably a good point.
That's a cheap point. That's a
I'd rather cheap. Flip a coin. Score, so they win.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm douche.
Sorry.
Play that sound. God, I see how it works around here, Jared.
We're
both dog housers.
Look.
That's all right. I know where my bread's buttered.
Where's. See, there you are talking about food again, Fatso.
Right. I love me some butter.
That's okay. People are crying in Burbank, you no talent.
Oh, that's probably true, too. All right. What's our next matchup?
Breakfast Club versus Vacation. 2 versus 3.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to let you guys start. Jared, where do you pick?
If I were younger, I would have gone Breakfast Club. But as I get older, I realize how stereotypical those characters are.
Yeah.
And I've just got to say that I relate. I mean, it's relatability. I can relate to the father / husband wanting to have the perfect, family experience. You know, okay. Plus Chevy Chase is just absolutely hilarious and probably was hilarious.
And he didn't die, did he?
No, but he hasn't been funny.
He's not trending on Yahoo right now.
Has he been funny in a while?
No, he hasn't. He's been looking dead for quite a while.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give my 2 cents. I'm going to also go. Which movies are we doing again?
Vacation.
Vacation.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Yeah, I'm going to go with Vacation too. I do love Breakfast Club, but I think the difference between the two for me is watchability. I can watch Vacation, really any of the Vacation movies, but especially that first Vacation movie multiple times. What's that?
Except for Vegas.
I don't even know if I've seen that one. Yeah.
Don't.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you can watch this one over and over and over
absolutely.
Again and still find it funny every single freaking time. It's like when you watch, I love the movie Fletch, too. I mean, every time that's on TV, I got to stop and watch it for a while because it's Chevy Chase just being an idiot half the time and you just can't right. help yourself, you know? And so because of that, I've got to go with it as well. So I'm going with Vacation as well. So Matt, what do you think?
Oh, Vacation. It's okay. Such a classic.
We have a winner, Todd. We don't even care what you think. No.
I know. It's like, golly, man. I was going to pick Breakfast Club, but...
Were you really?
Yeah, I was.
What is wrong with you?
It's a better written film.
Well, fair enough. Like, filmmaker extraordinaire over there. That's probably why.
It is, but it still has the schmaltzier ending.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Well, it depends,
too.
Man. The whole fist in the air part was cool.
All right, here we got to keep moving on. Okay, here's the final matchup, right, Matt? Go ahead and give it to me.
Well, yep. The number one, Ferris Bueller versus number three, Vacation.
It's honestly very tough because they both have rewatchability. We're going to go ahead and go to Todd first because he doesn't like being the tiebreaker. Todd, pick one.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Hey, you know exactly where your bread's buttered. Very good.
It's a great movie.
Very good. Matt?
I vote for Vacation.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of my all-time favorites. It's just a great movie.
Whoa. I don't like the way this is going. This is like playing tic-tac-toe and we keep tying, you know? This is not,
a lot of sister kissing going on.
Not good. You know where my vote's going to be. So I'm just going to let you go ahead and, Jared, be honest.
It's Vacation.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Good job.
And once again, the tiebreaker is going to be the girlfriend.
And if you're going to go with the hot chick.
Christie Brinkley's the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
She trumps Ferris' girlfriend.
Oh, the very first bracket we do, we can't even come to a determination. This is terrible. It's terrible.
There are four of us.
This is terrible. It's not. That's true. If we had a fifth one.
We did nix all the chick flicks right off the bat. If we had matched up the chick flicks, that would have been.
God.
We could weed some of that out.
All right. You know what? We just got to move on. We'll move on to something else.
you look so pained.
Maybe we can agree on the next one. I like this next one. Get another bracket ready. We're going to hold that one right now as being like a tie. I don't know.
Why don't you let our three listeners break the tie?
There's got to be at least four out there now. I had another guy actually drop a line on our Facebook page, too. So
nice.
I got two like unknown fans out there, so that's cool. And then I'm pissing off all the other ones that, you know, like Chris Kamler, who... You're like, what, don't I count? It's like, well, no. But, you know. Yeah. No. Let's do, this one will be different. Worst states. I like this
yes.
one. I figured worst cities is going to be too difficult. Worst states, you know, we're going to probably piss off a few of our listeners when we do this, I'm sure.
We've all got opinions.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's all it is. Let's see if we can come up with eight. You know, the very first one that comes to mind is Indiana.
I was just going to say, how do you avoid all the Deep South?
Well, but okay, but the very first one that comes to mind for me is because Indiana is a dump hole. I mean, it really is. You got towns that, like one horse towns like Terre Haute and French Lick, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Right, okay.
Hello there. I be from French Lick, Indiana. Larry Bird is my friend. Anyway, so you got Indiana, okay, and then I kind of get a little lost. I'm like,
that's it. You just hate Indiana.
Well,
that's it.
Well, you know, I'm gonna piss off Mike Ghostgetter, but I've got some, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, but Texas really annoys me.
Yeah, I put that one on the list.
Yeah, Texas. I mean, I
love Texas.
I know you do, but I'm just,
Mexico can have it back.
I could do an entire hour show by myself without the three of you on Texas. I'm just telling you right now, I could, and everybody in Texas would hate me. But so you got to put Indiana and Texas. What else comes to mind for you?
I would throw in Jersey.
That's a good one because I wanted to throw in Pennsylvania. Well, I wanted to throw in Philadelphia, but I didn't want to make JJ the Pollock mad. And I've never been there, so that's not fair. I've never been to Jersey, but I know Jersey is probably more of an asshole.
But you know what cultural stuff has been belched out by that state, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So yeah, I'm definitely... That's born in the USA, man. Yeah, Jersey is good with me. I must leave Pennsylvania out. We must keep the Pollocks happy.
Okay.
Okay. So that's three there. Do you have anything else, Matt, on your mind?
I'm going to throw in Nebraska.
Are you really? Wow.
Just for sheer annoyance.
That cuts deep. Yeah. Okay.
You know, we're right next to Nebraska.
Okay.
It's just you're constantly flooded with Husker stuff. They live and breathe the Huskers, so everything's red and white. And we're right across the river from South Sioux, and everybody in South Sioux City wears their SSC high school stuff, so it's red and white all the time.
Yeah. For those of you that
there's
don't know,
nothing else.
Matt almost lives in three states, but technically only claims one because that's the one he lives in. So
that's right.
Yeah. So okay, if you want to throw that one in there, I'm good with that. Todd, do you have one in mind? You've been around the world.
Arkansas.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is.
I've never been there, but I've dealt with them enough.
I've been there.
Yeah, and let's not forget too that Arkansas is where they hillbilly handfish. I believe it's Arkansas. Yeah, I think so. It's Mississippi where they Full Metal Joust.
I was gonna say you could throw the whole Mississippi, Alabama. Or you could just go based on sheer bleakness.
You know, Alabama is a good one, and I'm going there again for the first time in a long time here in a couple of months. And my brother lives there, my older half brother, and
they're it's humid, it's disgusting, all those states are kind of the same.
Nobody has shoes; they all run around barefoot.
They eat swamp rats.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you could throw Alabama in there.
Possum fritters.
How many do we have
Alabama?
Now?
Alabama. Yeah, that's six.
Six. Okay,
two more.
Two more. I'm thinking, you know, there's nothing out west. Well, Wyoming, or I was thinking
or
Wyoming,
Utah or Idaho, or
how about either Utah, Idaho, or North Dakota? Pick two out of those three. What do you think?
Or Nevada.
Well, okay, but I think Utah, Idaho, North Dakota, Wyoming. Wyoming's in the middle of nowhere, man. I mean, there's like cactus.
How about Alaska?
Well, I think that the only reason it might be hard to put them in there is that we don't really know for sure because none of us have probably been there. I'm assuming none of us have been there.
Nothing to see.
Well,
especially in winter when you get like 30 minutes of daylight.
You guys pick them real quick. Go ahead. I know. What do you think? What do you think? Idaho, Alaska. Like I said, what's in North Dakota for God's sake?
A border with Canada.
A movie. Fargo.
You got Minnesota.
That's about
you
it.
Have Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can't. Does anybody have any opinions? Nobody? Come on. We got. This is why
I
we should.
I put Alaska
down. All
right, down.
Alaska's fine. Oh, we need one more then.
Georgia, Florida.
I can't put those in there.
Any of the Carolinas?
I can't put those in there. Virginia, West Virginia. Now there's
some
people with no feet. With no feet. With no shoes.
Perhaps.
All right, fine. We'll put West Virginia in there.
Squeal like a
pig. That's fine. All right, let's go through these real quick. Are you going to seed them? Are you seeding them now? Or do you already
them right now.
All right, he's going to seed them right now.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Magic Matt is seeding the states.
That's a fan half the country.
All right. So what do we got? What's our first matchup?
First is the one seed, New Jersey. Versus the 8 seed Texas.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a tough one right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
Jersey has the worst politician in this point. I think we should probably think about that.
Oh, Texas. Yeah, God. Oh.
And the Jersey accent absolutely kills me. I just.
The seven lanes down to three. That's always a fun part of Jersey there.
All right, I'll tell you what.
Garden State, my keister.
For as much as, are you okay with going with Jersey then?
It's tough because I really loathe Texas.
I know, it's tough.
I hate the, oh God. I guess there are more Yankees. That's the tiebreaker. There are more Yankees fans in Jersey.
Okay. I can go with Jersey. What do you think, Matt? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I like Texas, I mean, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's tough because I don't really want Texas to win, so this is probably the best way to, you know, to get him out of there, you know. So when Mike Ghostgetter gets mad at me, I'll let him know that we made sure they went out in the first round. So when's Mike's show on again?
Well, he's on Thursday nights and Friday nights.
Okay, what time, you know?
9 p.m. on Friday, 10 p.m. on Thursday.
He deserves that plug because he's plugging us, to my knowledge anyway. Okay, what's the next one you got there, Matt?
The 2 seed West Virginia versus the 7 seed Nebraska.
Oh, boy. Well, I got to go with West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Just wow, for sheer, I'm impressed.
I don't hate Nebraska. I mean, I kind of pity them because they don't have anything but the university.
The Huskers.
That's it. It's yeah. That and corn. And, all right, I guess they got cheese Frenchies and Runzas. And
Runza, yeah.
They're a culinary mecca of the Midwest. But
okay, good. Well, it's 2-0 right now, West Virginia. I know where Matt's going to go. Matt?
Nebraska.
All right. Here comes Mr. Ty over here. All right, Todd. Nebraska or West Virginia?
It is difficult. I will have to go with Nebraska.
God damn, why do you do this all the time?
It's not on purpose.
Good job, Todd.
Can't you play?
It's got more snow.
Well, it's got more snow.
And I hate snow.
The Appalachians are
kind of snowy.
A bit of snow.
Yeah, kind of snowy.
Yeah, but not like the whole state.
But they've got shoes. They don't wear straw hats.
They don't die.
I kind of like that about it, though.
You know, coal miners, yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan here, so it doesn't bother me, the whole no shoes part.
We've got to find a tiebreaker here, guys.
Flip a coin. How about flip a coin?
How many national championships does Nebraska have, and how many does West Virginia have?
Oh, there's the Husker defender. I was in there somewhere.
I'm trying to find something. I'm trying. I really don't care. I really don't care who wins. We just need to figure out who's going to win.
It's funny. We should have almost made this states in which we've lived.
Fine. Nebraska moves on. God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We can't sit here all night and argue. I got to give in. So,
all right.
Fair. But you know what that means? Ferris Bueller wins the first one. Okay.
Oh.
Yep. Sorry. No, just kidding. Go ahead. What's the next matchup, Matt?
3, Alaska versus the 6th seed, Indiana.
I got to go with Indiana. I can't dislike Alaska that much. I mean, I know there's not much there, but I mean, it's supposed to be nice. My mom's been there before.
Aside from Sarah Palin, I can't hate Alaska either. I mean,
so Indiana it is.
Yeah, because you get to carry a rifle around in case a grizzly bear wanders through town. So that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. That's true. Matt?
I vote for Alaska.
All right, Todd?
Come on, Todd.
Alaska. Here we go.
No, I like Alaska. I don't like Palin, but I like Alaska.
All right, so we're moving on with Indiana then. Okay, so what do we got?
Upset. All right. Yeah. The 4 versus 5, Alabama versus Arkansas. Oh,
aren't they the same state?
I am totally going with Arkansas because I have a brother and his family that live there. So Arkansas scares me. So I'm gonna go with Arkansas real quick, Jared.
Yeah, but the Dukes of Hazzards are from Alabama.
That's fine. Go with Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay, Alabama. Matt, what do you got?
Nick Saban coaches in Alabama. So he makes it worse.
He must move
makes
on.
Makes everything worse. All right, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. All right. Todd, between Alabama and Arkansas, please.
Arkansas.
Let me ask you this. Could you pay attention to the show so you have the answers ready instead of
Arkansas?
How about this? How about humor me on one of these? Humor me on one of these, please.
I can't. Arkansas sucks.
All right.
So point at the height of sucktivity. Well,
no, wait a minute. He's missing it. You need to move on the suckier one.
There is no suckier one. Arkansas is the height of sucktivity.
You just said Arkansas sucks. That means you're picking Arkansas, not Alabama.
That's what I said.
Oh,
you asked me which one I picked.
Oh,
I picked Arkansas.
Oh.
No, you picked. I picked Alabama. Isn't that 3 Arkansas and an Alabama?
I picked an Alabama too.
Oh, you did.
You've got to look at the fact that Arkansas, man. It's
God, you guys. This is
don't.
Okay. Note to self. Don't do with 4 people. Next time, kick Todd off the panel. Got it.
Hold on!
Okay.
Arkansas sucks harder than Alabama ever dreamed of sucking.
God dang it.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
I don't know what to do on this. How do we tiebreak this one?
We have to tiebreak because they wrote a song called Sweet Home Alabama.
So which is the worst song ever.
It is. So we almost need to tiebreak it with that.
All right, fine. Alabama moves on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Even though I personally hate Arkansas.
All right. What's the next matchups?
The one seed, New Jersey, versus the seven seed, Nebraska.
I'm picking New Jersey, obviously.
Jersey.
There you go. Jersey wins.
Foregone, but I'm still voting Nebraska.
Okay, fair enough. What's the next matchup?
Is Indiana the sixth seed versus Alabama the four seed?
I'm going Indiana.
Alabama.
Just because of that song, we got to say Alabama.
All right, Alabama. So now we got it. What's the final matchup?
It's New Jersey versus Alabama.
Oh!
Wow.
This thoroughly detestable for different reasons.
Wow. I can't vote for my brother's state, so I got to go with, what was the other one? Jersey? No.
Jersey,
yeah. I'm voting
Which
Jersey.
One's suckier?
Yeah. I vote Jersey.
Jersey.
Jersey wins. Jersey is the best worst state. Or something like that.
I guess, you know, the earlier ties aren't a big deal because if we can agree that Jersey would have beaten everyone else on the list, then we're still valid.
I think it's pretty true.
That's true. Hey, Magic Matt, I'm sorry. I think we might have a little bit of time to do one of yours. You've got yours already bracketed out. Do you want to pick one of them real quick? Do we have time? What do you think?
Well, how much time we have?
Not much.
Not much.
We can save them.
All right, we can do.
Like you said, I'm ready. We can do them quick, or we can save it. It's up to you.
We will. If you don't mind saving them, we'll save them. We will do them next week on the show. We'll do both of yours next week on the show, and maybe do a third one that Jared and I talked about. You want to tell us what your topics are for next
week?
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
Next week we have the worst current pro sports nicknames.
Okay, that's people. That's athletes' nicknames.
Athletes' nicknames, and this one will warrant some discussion. I think Todd will like it. Most underrated movie villains.
Yay. Yeah.
Okay.
Underrated.
So
underrated.
What he has done, which is helping us out, which is unfortunate, we should have started with him tonight instead of ours because we ended up picking our seeds and all that stuff. It took too much freaking time. It's my bad. So next week we'll do his. His will be prepared. We'll probably have time for a couple of more. You and I also had on the chart here, Jared, to do maybe best and or worst fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
I like that one, but I want to keep it very generic because I know that Todd's going to want to throw in Jack in the Box, but I think we're going to go pretty generic with places like McDonald's, Hardee's, Burger King, Arby's, Wendy's, you know, maybe Dairy Queen, and then kind of pick Chick-fil-A.
Dairy Queen above Jack in the Box?
Chipotle, Taco Bell. I knew you'd say that. Taco John's, Subway, something like that. So
Taco John's, right. Even though we don't have one around here, above Jack in the Box.
Would you stop it? Did I not tell you guys he was going to do this about Jack in the Box?
I know.
Did I not tell you both during the pre-show meeting? Thank you.
He is the Jack in the Box.
You are a Jack in the Box, man. No. So, Matt, I appreciate your patience. I'm sorry we didn't get to yours tonight, but we'll definitely gun into yours next week. So,
no problem.
All right. Well, we have had a great time tonight on the show, except for when I called Jared fat and he called me not funny. Just kidding.
We can swap. We can both. Apologize.
I'm fat. You're not funny.
Right.
How's that?
I like that.
And either way, I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you were here, and I hope you're happy that you were had.
I'm ecstatic.
By Clarence T. Colden.
Yes. He didn't have me.
No, he could. That was the deep voice I wanted right there.
Oh yeah.
There. See.
Wow.
You can do it. Maybe next week.
Sometime.
Maybe some BP.
Swing low.
I doubt it. Sweet chariots.
Yeah.
Magic Matt, you are a friend and an enemy all at the same time. I don't know why exactly, but you are. We're happy to have you, of course, my friend, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Todd Sheets, Mr. Captain Caveman in the Bat Cave. See, get it? Caveman? Captain Caveman?
I get it.
Okay. And you're kind of hairy like Captain Caveman?
And he will club you.
Are you sure? Kind of funny when you did the black guy voice, the first thing you said was the S word, technically.
Not really.
Well, she... I am Brad Westmar, thanking you for joining us. We will talk to you next week for some more March Madness and more fun and more craziness. Thank you for joining us and good night. Won't talk to me now.